friendship could be My Little Pony. Until you all shared its magic with me.
Big adventure, tons of fun.
A beautiful heart,
faithful and strong.
Sharing kindness,
it's an easy feat, and magic makes it all complete. Yeah, My Little Pony, do you know you're all my very best friend?
That was Sukuna doing the My Little Pony theme song. Sukuna, I don't know, I just kind of...
That was 35 seconds as a general rule in this competition. We don't accept submissions shorter than 45 seconds at the very least, and that's, like, cutting it fine. So a 35-second song is
we didn't say that there was a certain amount of time, did we?
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh.
But, like,
oh, well,
anyways,
at the same
just okay, though. What I want to say, Sukuna, like... I don't know, like, this was fun, and it was funny, and it was, like, but it wasn't sexy, like, at all. Like, you just kind of did the song, like, in a My Little Pony kind of way, and I wish you would, like, you could have slowed it down, and you could have, like, sung it really sultry, and this could have been, like, if you had done that with it, it could have been a really, like, good submission for this, but you just sung it the way it was supposed to be sung, so I'm kind of just, like, I don't know, I really, like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so we did not specify a length of time, and that is our bad, so we cannot penalise you for that. But that's kind of like show etiquette, Sukuna. You're not a noob, and it's like 35 seconds of a song. Like, I don't know. I don't think that it was long enough for us to get a good enough idea of whether or not this was sexy, but what I did here wasn't really that sexy. I find sometimes your timing was off, and sometimes your voices are a bit weird too, so... Yeah, I wasn't very amused. I didn't really find it that sexy. I'm sorry, Sukuna. Being blunt and to the point.
Yeah, I...
And afterwards, I'll take you backstage and punish you.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to the last song of the night. Ily Monty is up next.
Ooh, that's a full rainbow. All the way, double rainbow, oh my god, double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way across the sky, yeah, 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 oh, ooh, whoa, that's full rainbow, all the way, oh. It's a double rainbow all the way. Yeah, it's a double rainbow all the way. Yeah, oh my god. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so intense.
Tense.
What does this mean? It starts to look like a triple rainbow. That's a full rainbow there. Oh, double rainbow all the way across. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Wow, wow, oh my god, look at that rainbow. Ooh. Oh my god, oh, to watch.
Oh my god, it's full of war.
I can't even catch it on my camera.
She can't even catch it on her camera.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah. Rainbow. Oh, oh. Wow. That is the baddest fucking rainbow I've ever seen.
And that was Ily Monty with Double Rainbow. Sorry, a bit lost for words. Okay. So, this is a late sub because Monty was really sick yesterday. But she did record new for it, and I actually thought that was actually pretty sexy. So, I really liked the sex noises. I thought the auto-tuning was, like, a little bit extreme. But I mean, you did a really good job, and it was sexy. So
I think
the sex noise is all my favorites.
Yeah, I thought it was sexy. I really wish that you just hadn't done the auto tune at all, because it's not like you didn't use the original backtrack. I think if you had just done it like straight without the auto tune, it would have been a lot sexier to me. I don't know, the auto-tune kind of turned me off of it. I did think the way you sang it was really good. Doing it kind of like an acapella kind of thing was really smart idea. It sounded really nice. I do like what you did with that. I just wish that you hadn't done the auto-tune. I'd like to hear a version without the auto-tune, actually. If you wanted to send me that in private. So I guess, obviously, Natty was not among the submitters. Maddie dropped. We have no idea what happened to her, so I'm going to change her name on Skype right now from my sexy twin to Dropper McDropperson. So, Maddie.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, Maddie. Mm. I guess we're going to go talk about some results.
If we got an email.
Yeah, if we got an email, it would have been like, okay, whatever, but you didn't tell us. No idea what happened. So, Maddie. Mm.
Not cool.
Not cool, bro. Okay, we're going to go talk about results. And we're back with results. Take two. So we decided to do it the county fair system, and we agreed on the cut, but we're just going to do it like playground style. So, Garnet, do you want to say who won for you this week?
Yeah. Winning for me this week was Lash.
I agree. 100% Lash won for me as well. Congratulations, Lash. So, for me, second place was Russ.
Oh, that was what I had, too.
Oh, there we go.
Third place for me... third place for me was Sharp Cookies.
Me, too! Go us! We were much more in sync than we were last week. Okay. In fourth for me... Oh, I was torn in fourth, but I ended up putting Eider in fourth.
Me, too!
Go us! Okay.
This is really funny. Okay, and then I had Gildragon.
Oh, I didn't have Gildragon, but congratulations, Gildragon.
Oh.
Up next, I actually had Monty.
See, I had Monty just below Gild.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay, so who's...
And then underneath Monty, I had Diran Korens.
Me too. Okay, so now this group of people. Okay, you people. I'm sorry. Rochelle Euler. I had Rochelle Euler next.
Okay, I will save Traviata.
Okay, so that brings us to our bottom three, which in no particular order is Valkyrie, Celeste, Beloved Star, and Sukono. Pretty much, I think we made it pretty clear, why you guys are here, so I don't really repeat it. I guess I'll go ahead and cut somebody. So, unfortunately...
You did it last week, so I could do it this week.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, unfortunately this week we decided to cut Sukono.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't sexy and it was 35 seconds long. Which is not a rule, but it's not really a long enough song for us to gauge. Even if it was sexy, it wouldn't have been long enough to like.
Yeah, and it just wasn't like you didn't do the challenge at all, we felt. So I'm sorry, Sukono.
Yeah.
So that leaves us with Beloved Star and Valkyrie Celeste in the bottom. Beloved, like the song you picked wasn't really sexy. Valk, the song that you picked was sexy, but the whole song itself, like, is the original is sexy, so that isn't the challenge. In the end, we decided that because Beloved Star submission did have some like sexy places in it, and it wasn't originally a sexy song, that we decided to keep Beloved and cut Valk. So I'm sorry, Valk.
Yeah, because Beloved's fit the theme a lot more than Valk's
did. So I'm sorry, Valk and Sukono. We are sorry to see you go. I guess we should just talk about next week or something. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm sad now. But I'm also kind of like frustrated. Yeah. Like, okay, for like future reference, guys, if you're going to resubmit something, please like ask us and talk to us first, because like especially like if you don't even say in your email that it's a resub, it's kind of like you're trying to slip it past us, which and when we catch you with it, it makes us kind of like angry. So just so you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not like, we're pretty lenient, we're not like,
yeah, we're not like super serious.
You must submit something new
But it's yeah, just, but it's, at least, like, at least tell us. Like, Rochelle Ehler, like, told us, like, she asked if she could submit something old. Like,
and that was absolutely fine.
And, like, somebody else did something old, but they told us in their email that it was something old. So it was like, oh, okay. But, like, a couple people didn't say it, but we caught them in it. And it's kind of like, okay, why did you try to slip it past? Like, you know?
Yeah, to be fair, I did speak to Bilavid about it, and she didn't realize that YouTube would count as something old. Like, she didn't think that it would be a problem, and she, like, apologized, which is fine. Like, I understand that that's kind of a gray area. But, yeah, like... Yeah.
So just, like, in for future reference, like, I mean, is it okay if you have to resubmit something old? Like, we get it, but at the same time, like, tell us.
I think what's more disappointing about this week is because... with this theme, it's kind of something that you do really need to record something new for, because you make it something sexy.
Like, you look at, like, the people you look at the people who are in the top, and they all did something really different with whatever song they had. Like, they changed it and made it different. So that's what we need from you guys for the future. If there's a challenge like this, keep that in mind, please. I guess we can talk about the next week's stuff. Do you want to talk about the immunity or the main?
I did the main last week, so I'll do the immunity.
You do it.
I will. The immunity this week is phone sex. This isn't what you'd traditionally think of as phone sex. We want you to submit your side of the phone sex call with someone on VH.
Someone or something.
So your sex calling with someone on VH. Someone or something on VH. Oh, baby. Who we can't hear. And we have to guess... who that person or thing is. So what we're basically saying is, send us in an email, like, your immunity submission, and maybe, like, I reveal it.
Yeah, so just be like a second file that just says this person or thing is blah blah blah. Like, it doesn't need to be anything fancy.
It's just like 3 seconds.
Exactly. So just, like, have your submission and just clearly label it so we don't open the wrong thing, please.
Yeah, so it's nothing complicated, nothing, like, advanced, but just a one-way sex phone call.
And it doesn't need to be long, either. Like, it can be, like, short. Like, we have no, like, immunities for the short, typically, like, short, so. Yes, if you have any questions, please ask us, because we can clarify if this isn't clear enough. For the main round, the theme is sexy in the club, which is music to grind to. So it's pretty much, like, anything, like, club music that is, like, grindy and, like, all that sort of thing. So, and, like, remember on this show, it's not about being the best singer. It's about being the sexiest. So amp up the sexy this week, guys.
Mm-hmm. We want to imagine you grinding up against our legs in a club.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for listening, guys. And we will see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hear you, I guess.
No, we'll see them.
Oh, baby.